This is Dorothy O'Brien, Chair of the now Northern Arizona Independent Oversight Committee, transitioning from the Northern Arizona Human Rights Committee. I'd like to call to order our meeting of August 20th, 2018. It is 11 a.m. in the morning. I'd like to welcome the callers online. Trish Reiner. Trish, would you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Trisha Reiner. I'm a parent and family member, as well as I work for Family Involvement Center.
And Trish, you're attending as a member of the public.
As a member of the public.
Yes.
Thank you. Anna Branson.
Hi, everybody. I'm Anna Branson. I'm an attorney with the Center for Disability Law, and I'm also attending as a member of the public.
Thank you for joining us. Is anyone else on the call? Thank you. And then I'd like to go around the room, starting with you, Chris.
Yeah, hi. I'm Chris Klemenich. I'm an attorney with the Arizona Department of Administration, acting as a staff liaison. So very excited to be here and to be joining you all.
Thank you.
I'm Maria Esposito. I am the very newly assigned member, liaison, coordinator for Steward Health Choice up in Flagstaff.
Thank you.
I'm Jesse Sharber. I'm the Youth and Young Adult Projects Coordinator and also IOC Liaison for HCIC.
Thank you, Jesse.
I'm Katie Welty. I'm a consumer, a service recipient, the daughter of a consumer, and the mother of a consumer. And in my other life, I'm the peer support manager for West Yavapai Guidance Clinic.
Thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, did someone else? This is Dorothy O'Brien. I'm the chair of the committee. I'm a parent of a child, a grown child, currently in Ash in the state hospital.
Okay, my name is Karen O'Brien. I am the parent of the same child and married to the chair.
You didn't have to add that last part.
Okay, you can delete it if you like.
And did anyone else join the call?
Yes, I did. This is Sue Hernandez.
Oh, welcome, Sue. Sue, would you please introduce
Hi,
yourself?
Dad. Yes, my name is Sue Hernandez. I am a parent of an exceptional child who is in the whole healthcare system, and I myself have been a consumer.
Okay, thank you for joining us, Sue. And with that, Chris, that could constitute a quorum. There would be four members. Okay, so I'd like to call the meeting to order. And as you saw on your agenda, the bulk of our meeting is going to be taken up by Chris Klemenich, our new liaison person, because we have spent months asking questions, and I think today, hopefully, we're going to get some answers. No pressure, Chris. But I would just like to note that we have two excused absences. One is Ann Gunty, the vice chair, and one is Christopher Gonzalez, our secretary. So they are both not present. And so let's begin. First of all, welcome, everyone. We do have a quorum. I'd like to, with the committee's permission, pass over the minutes for this meeting. You've all seen them, but I'd like to move right to the meat of the presentation and get Chris chatting, and we can ask some questions and so on. Is there any objection to that?
Does anyone have a copy of the agenda?
Yes, we have them right here. Okay. Further, so what we're going to do is we're going to hear from Chris, and then I'll go around and ask for questions just so we can all, if we have questions, we can get our thoughts in, okay? So Chris Klemenich from wherever you're from, you can tell.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. As I said in the introductions, my name is Chris Klemenich. I am an attorney with the Arizona Department of Administration. I'll just give a little background on who I am, what I do for the state, and then maybe just a little background on the transition to ADOA, and then I'll stop rambling and take your questions. But about me, I've been with the state for almost 4 years now, serving for the Governor's Regulatory Review Council. And in that capacity, my role is largely to review rules and regulations of state agencies from across the spectrum, a number of issues, including issues with access and DHS and behavioral health. But this is really my first introduction into these media issues, so I'm excited to learn more. But in that capacity, I think we provide really an independent oversight role of, again, this state's rules and regulations. So when these committees were transferred into the department, I was really excited to start working on them. I volunteered to kind of wear two hats for a while and help with the transition into ADOA. So I hope to be able to use the experiences that I've had working with state agencies, trying to, you know, bridge gaps, build bridges, whatever the case may be, to try to, you know, navigate some difficult issues on the regulatory front, kind of bring that in here and use that experience for the independent oversight committees. You know, we're well aware that there have been a lot of challenges that you face. I'll put it mildly, and I'm sure I can hear from you later if you have any specific issues that you want to see addressed, but I'm excited to start working. Also, just before I turn it over to questions, a little background, because I found that a lot of people don't necessarily realize the scope of these independent oversight committees. It's not just for access issues and for the state hospital, but there are also a number of committees related to Department of Economic Security and the Developmental Disabilities Division. We also are in the process of creating an independent oversight committee related to Department of Child Safety. So statewide right now we have 11 different committees that we're managing. So it's a process, I think, where we're trying to take best practices from each one and maybe create a more unified system that all of the committees can operate under. But in any event, with that, I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Do you cover statewide or Northern Arizona or?
Yeah, statewide.
Statewide.
So let, if I may, I'd like to start with two of the issues that we spent a lot of time on, Chris, and still don't understand the answer.
Okay.
And that is our guidelines. This is Dorothy O'Brien, the chair. We had submitted many times guidelines for approval, and they would come dribbling back to us with little bits and pieces. You know, some unintelligible, quite frankly. So I think our one question is, what is the status of those guidelines? Will they have to be redone? Number two, what is the status of all our membership papers and authority letters, credentials from the director, now the director of ADOA? And what is the status of the guidelines? Just three questions for the site visits. All this work was done more than a year ago. So as volunteers, we're all wondering what is the status of those documents and how do we proceed?
Well, let me try to hit those one by one, and if my answer is insufficient, you can follow up. So in terms of the guidelines, at least, you know, I appreciate you sending me what you had, and I did pass those along to Access. So again, just to back up for a second, we at Department of Administration, we don't have any subject matter expertise. We don't claim to have any subject matter expertise.
Okay.
So when it comes to matters of what's appropriate, what's inappropriate, you know, that's really up to you as a committee to decide, as well as Access, and with regard to its overall role overseeing these programs. So our role is really more in an administrative capacity, in the sense that when you do have issues potentially, you know, with these guidelines, with these site visits, facilitating dialogue with Access and making sure that you have that connection to them and that we can facilitate that. Now, that being said, I think the guidelines that I saw We at 808 didn't see any issues with them. I did pass them along to Dana at Access, and as you saw, Dorothy, there were some rough comments on those. So if you'd like, I'm happy to go back to Access and ask for a little more specificity in terms of whether they have any specific issues with moving forward with those guidelines, or if they don't have any objection. But like I said, from our perspective, there's none, but we're not the subject matter experts on that.
Okay, so then what I would like to the record to reflect then is that we have submitted all our guidelines. The committee has voted, approved, is satisfied with those guidelines. Mm-hmm. Number one are what other groups might call bylaws. They were called guidelines. Mm-hmm. So those guidelines, the committee has approved and submitted. Number two, the guidelines for the site visits and the procedure page, the committee has worked on and approved. So, again, we would like to just be able to move forward and we're not going to dwell on that. So just let the record reflect that those documents have all been submitted and approved by the committee. So any feedback you can get for us, any other things that must happen, otherwise we're going to proceed because the committee did approve that. And then the third part would be our membership documents, Chris.
Yes. So your membership status is unchanged. we're still, again, we're trying to, you know, I'll be completely blunt. I feel like I've been trying to drink from a fire hose the last 3 weeks just trying to manage all this stuff. So I will be completely honest. I don't really have a definitive answer for you as to whether or not we'll need any other forms filled out. We have to review what Access had you fill out. I know you had confidentiality paperwork and things. So I'll probably be able to provide more of an update for you on that next month. But you know, in terms of, I don't know if you want to get into it now, but in terms of new members, like we've discussed, we are, you know, fully committed to, you know, using all of the resources that we have at our disposal to try to build your membership up and, you know, do those types of things.
Okay. So on those three questions, Sue, I would ask you on the line, do you have any comments on that first part there?
Dot, you asked my questions. I mean, I know we still have. Did we find out what happened with anyone that had missing paperwork that was turned in?
Yes, we understand that there was paperwork missing. But, you know, again, Chris will be following up on that. And the resolve of the committee is to move forward.
Okay. Now, that makes me happy, since we'll have questions answered by next month. Moving forward, it makes me happy. I already feel a weight lifted off that we can go forward now after all the work we put in.
Yes. We have the credentials. If you are a member, you have been accepted by the director at the time. We have the credentials required. So now it's up to us to move forward. So I would ask Sue, you're on the line. Do you have any questions of Chris?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to forward him the letter I got because we weren't quite sure about mine, were we?
Yes, we were.
Voting, non-voting status.
Oh.
Okay, we are sure. Okay.
We are sure, yes. And it is the, again, you know, The only, for example, in this meeting, if we were to entertain the minutes, that's the only voting we'd be doing. You know, we've done the big work on the guidelines and all. So, you know, if it becomes an issue...
I wasn't sure if we were sure about mine. That was the only thing that was confusing.
You were on as a non-voting member. But again, that is something... Please send Chris your documents and he'll be happy to take a look at them. He's shaking his head yes.
Okay, yeah, because we had sent, already sent them, but if he goes through it, then we'll be sure.
Yes, exactly. So rather than have the question, and you saw his email in the agenda and everything.
Yeah, I did.
Perfect.
I did.
Yeah, let's not let that stuff lie. Let's just you know, go forward.
No, yeah. Let's get it straightened out
resolve.
To be sure. And I also sent him my job title and
super.
Who I work for.
Super.
So that we don't have anything muddled either.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Okay. Then I would
great.
Go.
That's my only question.
Okay, so hang in there, Sue. I'm sure there's more coming. Katie, I would look to you. Do you have any questions for Chris while we're on this kind of open agenda?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
You feel comfortable with where we are right now?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Excellent. Boy. Karen, how about yourself?
I have no questions, but I did not ask you.
Oh, my goodness.
Smart man. Smart
oh,
man.
Geez. All right, turn the recording off. Oh, my. So then, Chris, our next question would be, excuse me, we have some members of the public, so I don't want to overlook your efforts to get here. So Jesse Sharber, Maria Espos in the room, and then I'll go to the phone. Do you have any questions of Chris right now?
I do not at this point.
I do.
You do? Yeah, I had a feeling you would, Jesse.
As far as the deliverables go that these guys get, those will continue to be filtered through Access, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then if we receive a request for additional information, that right now the process would be that the request comes to me, you're CC'd on it, and then I would work with you on that response, or I would work with Access, or both of you guys.
Well, in terms of the response, it would probably depend on the subject matter.
Okay.
One thing that, at least for the time being, and I don't know, again, it's all a learning curve. I don't know how workable it will be, but again, because we're not subject matter experts and because Access is information, you know, we would like to stay out of the handling of any sort of sensitive information as much as possible. So it depends on the subject matter. But I'm glad you brought up the matter of requests for information. That is one thing I wanted to address. So for the time being, I think if any committee members do want to make a request, I would ask that go through me, and then I can pass that along to the appropriate person. That's just so that if there is ever any dispute about when a request was made or how it was made, ADOA is kind of there as a neutral party just to be able to handle those types of things. So we would ask that, unless, I know that you do want to begin site visits and things, and we're aware that you might see some circumstances that might be of an exigent nature, more of an emergency nature. In those cases, there's no requirement that you go through us. Do what you have to do in an emergency situation. I believe that's kind of how it was handled previously with Access as well.
If you look at our one-page procedure for site visit, you'll see that it's very clear. If there is an emergent situation, there's a process to handle that. So,
and we don't want to stand in the way of that by any means.
Yeah.
So, and eventually we're still internally discussing our intention in the long term, depending on how well this email system goes, is we might want to move to like an online form, like a web form where you just go onto a website, type in your request, and then it gets
a fillable
request, and then it goes to the appropriate parties. But again, that's on the back burner for the time being. So we'll just go old-fashioned and use email for right now.
What kind of information are you talking about, requests for more information?
So there's a lot of information that the IOCs can request to review. It can be anything from, like, our policies and procedures all the way up to member files. And I believe that you're also able to request PHI in specific circumstances and in those kinds of events, I think most of the information would not be that necessarily
sensitive.
Yeah, I was just curious what the process would look like, so that we developed an internal flow on our side, and if we need to update that and change it, then.
Well, and we want to work with you. We don't want to create any new burdens. So if
right.
The internal flow, if the current process is working, we're not here to change that. So.
And we're at the point, frankly, where we would start looking at a few sites and not more than a handful at this point, you know. So we are, I don't believe anyway, we're at the point where we could look at an individual, say, you know. We will be, but, you know, that's not where we're starting.
Right, so unless, you know, find something horrific.
Absolutely, no.
But
absolutely.
I'm sure we're not going to.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And when it comes to the site visits, again, I'll be clear, you know, we at DOA, we're there if you need us as a communication point, but we're not going to get involved in administering the site visits or telling you where to go or when.
We will need some kind of credential, something.
Okay.
You know, whether it's a letter or
a card.
A card or a beanie propeller, I don't know, something, you know. Some, you
all
know,
right.
I don't know.
Beanie propeller, official request. Yeah.
You right. probably have them left over from something.
I'll go to procurement and see what we can do.
Left over from Halloween.
Exactly.
So on the phone, Anna, do you have anything at this point to add for us?
Hi, Chris. This is Anna from the Center for Disability Law.
Yes.
I have a lot of questions, actually.
Okay.
I monitor the committee statewide, and I'm very confused as to what ADOA's role is going to be, because it sounds a lot like the old system. So what is ADOA's purpose in this,
well,
as you understand it?
Yeah, I mean, my understanding after talking to Senator Bartow, you know, the author of the legislation, is that we're in place to take over the administrative side of things from the perspective of, you know, making sure that the chairs have in place what they need to conduct meetings, you know, finding locations. Also from the perspective of membership and, you know, our director now, Director Davidson, has you know, approval authority for all members. You know, if you have any, you know, specific questions about whether an issue would be handled by us or by Access or by someone else, I'm happy to answer those. But in broad strokes, I think, you know, we want to be involved in the administrative side while still understanding that we're not well equipped to handle PHI or, like I said, we're not subject matter experts by any means.
So, because I mean, I'm going to be very frank,
mm-hmm.
that there was never a problem with finding meeting places or any of the administrative things. The problems came from when, and not so much Northern Arizona because they're in their infancy, but the other committees with getting information from Access.
Mm-hmm.
And so, is it my understanding that if they hit a roadblock with getting information from Access that you will facilitate
absolutely,
that?
Absolutely. These committees are part of
and
the Department of Administration now.
Okay, and how does that happen? Give it, so say for a hypothetical,
mm-hmm.
committee asks for information from Access on a particular consumer based on something they saw on a site visit. Access takes months to do so. How does ADOA step in to assist the committee?
Well, we have no authority to require Access to do anything. So we're really there in, I would say, more of a mediator role in terms of if the committee has concerns, I will take those to Access right away. If I believe that the request, you know, is reasonable and is within statutory authority, I will certainly make that known to Access and in that regard. But again, like I said, we haven't been given the authority to require disclosure of information or to compel disclosure by Access.
Thank you.
So
thank
are
you.
We prevented from going to Access? Do we have to go through you?
Well, I wouldn't say it's that you're prevented. I would say I think the process, again, except in an emergency or exigent circumstance, I think the process at this stage, I believe, will work smoother if you're working through us as a go-between.
Okay. The pathway is through Chris, if I understand you correctly, unless there's an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's I'm a big believer in you know, working through things as they go. So if we find that that's not an efficient process and that's not working right, we can recalibrate. But that's what I'm envisioning working now.
I'd like to, Anna, go back to part of your larger question. I think speaking to your question about needing feedback and things like that, one of our big issues that you're aware of was membership paperwork and things like that. So, Chris, I just want to be real clear that any membership, any documents like that, people that have interest in the committee would go through your office.
Absolutely.
Period.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I don't know if you, I mean, this isn't as big of an issue, but one thing the Maricopa group has asked me to do is to work on a new brochure for them.
Oh, it's a huge issue for us.
Okay.
I mean, I attended the NAMI State Board meeting, which was fortunately held in Sedona, specifically to recruit members.
Yeah.
And I had nothing to give them, you know. So, yes, that is a huge issue for us, too.
So, yeah, I committed to them that I would work on a draft of that over the next week or two, and I'm happy to do the same for you.
Yeah, we'll help you fine-tune
for us. Yeah, absolutely.
So you can get a draft.
No, I mean, we understand the importance of these committees. And I wasn't just talking lawyer speak in my introductory email when I said we appreciate the work that you do. I've been, you know, extremely impressed by the time that everyone takes out of their day to do site visits and to come to these meetings. So, you know, to the extent that we can support you in that mission, we want to do so. So when it comes to new membership and creating those materials that you need and those things, we're happy to help. That's what we want to do.
Anna, do you have anything else at this? Did that answer your question?
It didn't, but I'm going to have to just wait and see. But thank you for the opportunity.
And Anna, you know, if you do want to, you know, meet or talk one-on-one and work through the specifics, I'm happy to do so.
I appreciate that, Chris. Thank you.
Okay. Trish, I know you're still on the line. Do you have anything to add at this point?
No.
Okay. Okay. So moving forward, and I lost my agenda on my screen. There you go. So I'm just going down the list on our agenda, because we're moving along really nice and speedily here. One of the things we had talked about were, we covered the guidelines, were future meeting sites and so on. We have discussed as a committee rotating the day and rotating the location, so that when we were in a different community, we could perhaps visit a site there. And not in the strictest sense where we're doing oversight, more in the sense as we get started to ask for a tour of a place or a facility so that people can become familiar with us and used to us, because there just hasn't been anything so far in northern Arizona, so we need to begin somewhere. So does the committee still, you know, want to try and do that? Should we try and change the meeting place for October? What are your thoughts on that?
I would like to meet in Flagstaff in October, and I would like to see if TGC wants to give us
a tour. Well, I think that sounds like a reasonable beginning. Sue, did you hear that? Sue Hernandez?
Yes, I did. I was trying to unmute.
I did hear
that.
Okay. Okay. So, what do you think, Chris? Do you think we could have our October meeting? No, not September. What month are we on? August.
We're in August.
I was wondering, but yeah, whatever you want your next meeting to be. I know. One of the DES groups meets in the Flagstaff building. I was just there last week. I think it would work very well for your committee. It's a very nice building. So,
okay.
If you, you know, give me a date and a time, I can work on reserving that.
Okay.
If we're going to do visits, won't we need credentials?
We will need, obviously, something. And maybe, Chris, perhaps this one time we could ask you to set up that visit for us after the meeting, since we don't essentially, we really don't have credentials at this point, other than our letters from...
Yeah, we can, maybe we can
talk
that. Yeah. But I'll certainly, you know, work on what we can get in terms of credentials, you know, by next
okay.
month.
Okay.
I know some of the groups have like volunteer badges, so it's a state badge, but it says volunteer. So you're not an employee.
Yeah.
So I can look into that for you.
Okay.
Or a letter, like you said.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you comfortable with setting up the meeting with TGC, or should we ask our steward?
I have no problem doing it. I just don't know who to talk to. Right? Like you said, I'm brand new to this, so I'm willing, but I don't know if I'm the right person to do it. But if you want me to,
why don't we have you guys do that if you wouldn't mind?
Yeah. If it would make more sense, we can put Chris in contact with the
group. That works too, yeah.
Yes, please. Yeah, that would be great.
And you are looking for...
Well, the next meeting date is, again, a Monday, September 17th. Now, we had talked about changing the date, but I have tried repeatedly to reach Scott Lindblom, who is a member, but I don't have a correct phone number for him. And he does not respond to my email. So until we hear otherwise, I'm not inclined to inconvenience the rest of the group. If we hear from him, I think we've all agreed we're happy to change the day once in a while so he can join us. We'd like him to join us. Please let the record show. So that would be Monday, September 17th would be the next meeting. And after that, approximately 11, 12, 30, 1 o'clock, we would take a tour of the guidance clinic there.
I will not be here on the 17th.
Okay.
Can we do that in October?
I don't see why not.
Okay.
Does anyone object to doing that in October? So we'll do that. And then
I do not object.
Okay. So if
this
we...
This is two. Sorry.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay. It's an agreeable bunch. So if we meet here in Prescott Valley next month, perhaps there is a... I know there's Windhaven around the corner. There
mm-hmm.
are several facilities.
There's our new CSU, we like to tout.
Okay. So... So if it's agreeable, then we'll visit a site here in Prescott Valley just to get acquainted and introduce ourselves at that meeting. And unless someone objects, I can work with Chris to set that up, and maybe Katie can help us.
I can. I'm kind of uncertain as far as my role as a staff member of West Yavapai.
But if you can just give us a contact, we'll take it.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm just, at some point we talked about recusing ourselves.
Absolutely.
From.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that includes site visits or I don't, what do you think? I mean, can I go on the site visit as a human or as an independent oversight committee member to my own clinic?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting one.
Yeah,
but that's precisely the question we have with the member non-member.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking directly at Chris, and you know,
and I have a glazed-over look on my face. Yeah.
But this is exactly the issue. You know, mm-hmm. there are going to be times when our members were visiting sites or have complaints about sites that members are involved in.
Well, now complaints, I know.
Yeah.
I have to recuse myself.
Yeah.
But just the site visits, I'm wondering.
Well, and I should have said this at the beginning. So, obviously, I am an attorney, but I'm not here in an attorney capacity. I'm here as an administrator. I'm not your attorney. Correct. Yes. So, I what I would say in my capacity as staff is that we always just want to be very careful about avoiding conflicts. So I'm happy to, you know, read through things for you and see if there's any clarity. But, you know, I think if we're unsure, it's always better to just
not do it.
Yeah.
Well, what I would say is there's a distinction between literally an introductory visit, which is not a critical thing. Obviously, it's an observation. But if we move to a visit that's critical, then I think it's a little more clear. Mm-hmm. That would be a conflict of interest.
Right.
But if you could get us an answer on that, and you won't be available in September anyway.
Right.
Okay, so not that that doesn't answer the question.
I can still set it up for you guys, right? No problem. But, I won't be here in September anyway.
Okay. Well, why don't we talk about that, and we'll have a reasonable site. You know, that is an important part of the behavioral health services here in the Prescott Valley area to begin with. And then in October, we'll visit the guidance clinic in Flagstaff. Okay. So, there you are. So at this point, does anyone on the phone have any question or comment? Sue, anything from you on that?
Nothing on that, no.
Okay.
I'm just writing everything in my planner.
Yeah, good. Oh, perfect. Okay.
So, just to be clear, the September 17 meeting for right now intends to be here in Prescott Valley.
Yes.
The October, what's the date on the October meeting?
The October meeting.
Is it the
meeting,
15th?
We usually meet the third Monday.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the math in my head. 15th?
Yes,
correct.
15.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can go about reserving the Flagstaff building.
Please, yeah, okay. And this one for September.
Sounds good.
Okay. Anna, anything else at this point with the visits?
No.
And I don't mean to put you on the spot. You can always just, you know, not comment. You know that.
Okay. You know I will.
Yes, no, I know. Yeah, shy and retiring, no. Okay. All right, so then I'm going to move on the agenda. We're blasting right ahead, but I think we had so many questions about the transition, but I think you're frankly simplifying the things that were troubling us. And as Anna said, we'll just have to see, won't we?
Well, and yeah, let me be clear. I go by the motto, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything. So I understand the weight of many of these concerns. So just because I haven't been articulating it, I understand, you know, where you all are coming from. So, like I said, I hope to be able to work with you not just on administrative things like finding locations, but also on the big picture things that you're concerned about.
Yeah, we are concerned. Can I ask you then about the website, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Is there some way that we can help you with content to kind of flesh out the northern Arizona area as opposed to other parts of the state?
Yeah, if you have any ideas for what you'd like to put on there, we're certainly willing. I think our only, not that you would do this, but we would just want to make sure that it's all consistent with your requirements as outlined in the statutes and the rules. But as long as the content is consistent with that, then yeah, by all means.
Okay. So again, I would urge anybody on the committee and any members of the public too, if there's issues you think that would be useful on the website, to please let us know, and we'll try. In future meetings, for example, as I was mentioning to Chris before we began, we will go back to having a spot on our agenda for reports. So, you know, our liaisons from different parts of the Northern Arizona community and in service and in services will have a moment to bring us up to speed. I also want to continue to keep that legislative update part on the agenda. I think it's just crucial that when somebody like Anna, you know, if you observe something, that is, we discuss it, and that Chris, of course, you'll be staying on top of things that are happening at the legislature. And,
yes. favorite part of my job.
Absolutely. So, but that's critical. If we don't know what's happening, we don't know how to support the things that are important for our families and our members. So, okay. So I think we've got the future meeting sites and dates and the agenda items. So just to be clear, our future dates, September and October. September will be here in Prescott Valley. We will visit a site afterwards just as an introductory thing, and you will get an email outlining that as soon as we set that up. October meeting will be in Flagstaff, and you'll get an email about that. That'll be in the Flagstaff DES offices. Following that meeting will be a visit to the guidance clinic. That'll be our goal to arrange that. And then we'll go from there. Then we'll be into November and December with the holidays, and we may have to switch around some dates for those 2 months. But by that time, we should also have our deliverables and our portals straightened out and be able to move forward on that front as well. So if there's no other comment in that, I would ask for any public comment, and that would be Trish or Anna on the phone.
I don't have anything. It's Tricia.
Trish, thank you for joining us. Is this something that you think you would be interested in continuing to participate in? There's a hard question right on the spot.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, thank you. And we'll make sure that we talk about that, and if there's any forms or anything, we get them over to you. Okay, Trish?
All right, thank you.
And Anna, how about yourself? Anything, any other bon mot you want to add?
No, I'm all good. Thank you so much.
Okay. How about Maria?
Nothing.
Nothing? Thanks for joining
this
us.
This is
today.
So new to me that it's a total learning curve.
Okay.
So I'm going to be observant for a while.
Okay.
And then, you know, participate.
Great. Glad you're with
Thank
us
you.
Today.
Thank you.
Jesse, how about yourself?
I had another question I forgot to ask. So with the ACC changes, will this continue to just be HCIC steward, or will we see a Care First person also be added to this group?
Good question.
I don't know the answer to that. I believe it's done contractually, so I can get back to you on that.
And First Care is another service provider?
Yeah, they'll Care First will be the other
health
plan and the Northern Region.
Mm.
But they will not be serving SMI adults, GEMSA children, CRS children, or DT children. So they're basically GEMSA children and GEMSA adults.
Could you tell me what that an acronym is?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't assume that, yeah. What is that?
General Mental Health and Substance Abuse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And SMI, you know, what, seriously mentally ill,
yeah.
They would all stay with Stewart.
Okay.
And the DDD people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Then, you know, strangely enough, we've reached the adjournment part of our agenda, which is pretty quick. That's 45 minutes. I don't want anyone to feel like I'm rushing anything. Chris, you were supposed to be our whole thing. Do you have
anything? I tried my best. I'm sorry I let you down.
You did. You did not let us down. Oh, brother.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, like I said, I'm just really happy to be here. If you do have any other questions that pop up, one thing I didn't include in my initial email was my cell phone number, and I can give that to you now if you'd like. It's 602-620-4868.
Chris, remember that's in the minutes.
It's my work cell. It's public record anyway.
Okay.
And then, my office phone is 602-542-2024.
A plus on bravery there, Chris.
Public service, right?
There you go. Okay. Well, Chris, if you don't have anything else to add other than your personal, where should we send the birthday cards? then I will. Are you sure this is your last chance, Nessie?
Yeah. No. If, like I said, if you do have anything comes up, I'm happy to talk with you individually. But thanks for the opportunity.
Okay. All right. Then, ladies and gentlemen, I would ask to adjourn the meeting if you covered everything.
I so move.
Yep.
Okay. Then you, okay.
Since you're the two that can vote.
Okay. On the phone, Sue, do you have anything else?
I don't. This is great.
All right.
Great stuff.
Super. Thank you for participating. And just watch your emails, and we'll have more information coming that way, okay?
Anna, all right. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome, Sue. Thank you. Anna, thank you. And Trish, thank you so much.